to be quite frank, I've never used Uber because I have a view about this, and it's probably not very fashionable. I know a lot of people in London who use Uber and get on with it. My view about this is that I think it's an unfair market. I have talked lots of black cab drivers. They are under huge restrictions. You know, they have to have a special kind of car. They have to have special space. They have to be able to get disability ramps in and out. And, you know, they have to be above board, and they pay all their taxes.
And do the knowledge.
Yeah, they do the knowledge. It's, you know, and I think, you know, basically, they are, for the most part, pretty brilliant. But the reality is it's not a fair market because the Uber lot don't do any of that. Now, I'm not against free enterprise. I'm absolutely in favor of it. But if we're going to do this, my argument has always been either you decide that you don't want such a regulated black cab service, or you do at least need to give a more level playing field about what kind of regulations you have over those who are simply taking jobs. And I know it's not fashionable probably to say that, but I do honestly think...
Ian Duncan Smith, not fashionable. I won't hear it said on LBC. Ian, listen to this. I've got you on Uber. I've got you on various different things here.
Yep.
Universal Credit. Now I'm going to ask you to be a film reviewer for us. So you've got to be versatile when you come on here. Ken Loach's film, I, Daniel Blake. Your area. What do you make of it? And did you see it?
I did go and have a look at it. Look, I've always been an admirer of him as a filmmaker. I'm old enough, and you might remember Kez, formative films made in those years. And the trouble, I think, with this film, I'll be quite frank with you, it's very much come from his own political views, quite out there on the far left. So he's taken the worst possible cases that could ever happen to anybody. He's lumped them all together and tried to make it look like this is what normally happens every day, and it doesn't. I thought it was deeply unfair to job centre staff, I've been around so many job centres. They really, really do work hard to try and help people to get them back into work. And under Universal Credit, they stay with them now as they go back in. So, first of all, you know, they're not on Job Seekers Allowance anymore. They're on Universal Credit, which is one of the mistakes. The second thing is that sometimes there are real crashes. But, you know, there are 10,000 benefit applicants every single day. There are something like 20 million people who have some kind of connection with the benefit system. You know, these are large numbers, and of course you're going to get cases where something goes wrong. That's going to happen. But this is not the norm. He makes it look like everyone is sanctioned to hell. Sanctions are important because taxpayers who pay their money to help people get into work and everything else, they do want to know that people genuinely are trying to get into work, and they want to know that they're actually making that effort, and they're very happy to do so. They don't want to know that people are simply not having to do it. And that's why the sanction system is there, in case people don't do that work. And actually, at the end of the day, only 5% of all of the Universal Credit Job Seeker Allowance people are sanctioned, and less than 1% of ESA people are ever actually sanctioned. They're told they will be if they don't do the work, but they're very rarely sanctioned. And listen to the film, you'd think that everybody was sanctioned on a daily basis, and that's simply not the case.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm definitely going to go and see it. I'm about 5 years behind. I heard Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was good, but thank you very much indeed for your appraisal.